Cambodia has warned Thailand that it will not compromise its sovereignty or national dignity following what Phnom Penh describes as deliberate attacks by Thai armed forces on Cambodian civilians near the border in Ban Thiai Menchi province. In a statement issued on November 12th and released publicly today, the Cambodian Senate said the shooting in Prey Chan village was a clear violation of international law that could not be disputed. The statement described the Thai military's actions as an assault on Cambodian civilians and an infringement on the country's sovereignty, calling it an act of aggression that it considered deeply reprehensible. The statement said the incident also violated international humanitarian law, the United Nations Charter, the ASEAN Charter, and the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation in Southeast Asia. The Senate added that Thailand had not only made unfounded accusations against Cambodia, but had acted as judge, jury, and executioner by deciding unilaterally who was right and who was wrong. It warned that any attempt to endanger peaceful Cambodian civilians would be met with what it called the strongest possible protection of national sovereignty. Cambodia's Ministry of Defense said today that Thai forces opened fire twice on civilians in Prey Chan village in O Bay Choan commune, O Krof district. The ministry said the first round of gunfire occurred at around 3:50 p.m. and the second at 5:54 p.m. According to the ministry, the attacks left three people injured and one person dead at the scene. Thailand's newspaper, The Nation, reported today that on November 12th, gunfire was heard for more than 10 minutes in Nongyakayo sub-district in Sakayo province. The report said Cambodian media and social networks had incorrectly claimed that Thai soldiers had initiated an attack on civilians in Prey Chan village that injured five people. Cambodia's Defense Minister Thea Seha said the government remained committed to resolving disputes through peaceful means under international law and existing agreements. He called for an independent investigation into the incident and urged foreign experts to participate to determine the facts and provide justice for the Cambodian victims. Thea Seha also called on Thailand to immediately end what he described as hostile actions that threaten peace and stability in the region, and to respect ceasefire arrangements, joint peace statements, and obligations under international law.